Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, God will continue to watch over you. This is based on our reading of Lamentation chapter 2 and verse 17. Now let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. The Lord hath done that which he has devised. He hath fulfilled his word that he hath commanded in the days of old. He hath thrown down and hath not pitied. And he hath caused thine enemy to rejoice over thee. He hath set up the horn of thine adversary. No matter what happens to us each day, we must remember that our Heavenly Father is always watching over us. Although there are times in our Christian walk when the people around us afflict our soul, today God is reminding us that our Heavenly Father is watching over us. There are times when human beings rise up against us and say all manner of evil about us. And when these things happen to us, we are tempted to retaliate. But today the Lord is reminding us that this might not be the most appropriate response. Just like the children of Israel, God may decide to use the people around us as instruments to try us so that we can come out as fine gold. God may also allow the people around us to test our patience so that through this testing, he can remove the impurities from our lives as he transforms our heart so that we can reflect his image. You see, my friend, our Heavenly Father is always watching over us. Let us take a few minutes to reflect on what Lamentations chapter 2 and verse 27 says. Here the prophet Jeremiah makes the following statement under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The Lord has done that which he has devised. He has fulfilled his word that he has commanded in the days of old. He has thrown down and has not pitied, and he has caused thine enemies to rejoice over thee. He has set up the horn of thy enemies. So as the children of Israel complained about the calamities that they were facing, here we see that the Lord reminded them that it will not be the same. He will allow the people around them to afflict them and afflict their souls. It's important for us to understand that as followers of Christ, Satan and his agents cannot afflict our souls unless God gives them permission. Our Heavenly Father is always watching over us because he never slumbers and he never sleeps. Do you remember what Satan had to do to get permission from God to afflict the soul of Job? In Job chapter 1 verse 10 to 12, the word of the Lord said, hast thou not make an hedge around him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in your power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. The same way Satan required permission from God to afflict the soul of Job is the same way that he requires permission to afflict our soul. So instead of getting angry with the people around us who afflict our soul and say all manner of evil about us, today the Lord wants us to remember that we are in a spiritual battle. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, the Bible reminds us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In this warfare, Satan is trying to take control of our mind, while God is working to change our minds so that we can reflect his image. During this process of transformation, God will allow some things to happen to us so that he can refine our heart and make us more like him. That was the situation that confronted the children of Israel, that the prophet Jeremiah had to say, and what he said in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 17. I pray that we will ask God to shift our focus from looking at what the people around us are doing to us, and to asking God to help us to understand why he has allowed affliction to come upon us or to come in our lives. I pray that we will ask God to help us to remember that he is always watching over us. So no matter what the situation or circumstances we are facing, God is always there. Matthew Henry, now in commenting on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, "Their God in all of this appeared against them. The Lord has done that which he has advised or devised. The destroyers of Jerusalem could have no power against her unless it were given them from above. They are but the sword in God's hand. It is he that has thrown down and has not pitied." In the controversy of his with us, we have not had the usual instances of his compassion towards us. He has caused thy enemy to rejoice over thee. He has set up the horns of thy adversary, has given them power and matter for pride. This is indeed the highest aggravation of the trouble, that God has become their enemy, and yet it is the strongest argument for patience under it. We are bound to submit to what God does for. One, it is a performance of his purpose. The Lord has done that which he has devised. It is done with counsel and deliberation, not rashly or upon a sudden resolve. It is the evil that he has framed, and we may be sure it is framed so as exactly to answer the intention. What does God devises against his people is designed for them, and so it will be found in the issue. Number two, it is the accomplishment of his predictions. It is the fulfilling of the scripture. He has now put in execution his words that he had commanded in the days of old. When we gave them his law by Moses, he told them what judgment he would certainly inflict upon them if they transgressed that law. And now that they had been guilty of the transgression of this law, he had executed the sentence of it, according to Leviticus 26 and verse 16 and Deuteronomy 28 and verse 15. Note, in all the providences of God concerning his church, it is good to take notice of the fulfilling of his word, for there is an exact agreement between the judgments of God, God's hand, and the judgments of his mouth. And when they are compared, they will mutually explain and illustrate each other. End of quote. I pray that we will ask the Holy Spirit to help us to shift our focus away from the things that the people around us are doing, and to shift our focus to see why God has allowed these things to happen to us. This will help us to get a better understanding of the work of transformation that is occurring in our own hearts, and what we may be doing to hinder this particular work. I pray that we will ask God to help us to surrender every single area of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that he can continue to lead us into the path of righteousness. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us that no matter what situation we find ourselves in, you're always there, and you're always going to take care of us, even when it doesn't appear as if you're doing so. Thank you for that reassurance today, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.